Again, Rama Perkhes, Halacha Dalad, Halacha Hey. Halacha Vav. Shema Tokel Beinecha Tovazo, Vidame Shane's Char Mitzvos, Feyos Adam, Shalim Bidarche Emes, El Yosa, Ocha Vishosa, Machalos Tovs, Wal Tsuros Nos, Rolf Bidashish, Rikma of Shocham Viola Shane, Mishtamish Perkhes of Zov, Dram Domle, Lokimosh, Vidame Elo Haravim, Atipshim, even by Shotim Bizima, Ashtuf Bizima. So, lest you want to diminish this great reward that's going to come in the world to come, and you think the pinnacle of life is to eat and to drink all sorts of delicacies and to sleep with all sorts of beautiful forms and to wear all sorts of fancy clothing and to live in all sorts of highfalutin tents and using silver and gold to drink and all these foolish things that the foolish Arabs who are steeped in immorality says, no, that's not what life's about. All men of knowledge understand that these external trappings are worthless. And they're of no benefit. And it's only because of our lowly physical bodies and the needs of our physical bodies that are demanding that we indulge in these things. That's why we pursue them. But the soul has no desire for them realizes that they're absolutely worthless. And after our demise, there'll be no benefit to any of these things. And the Torah Gdolah Shteya Ba Nefesh B'Olam Haba She'en Shum Derech Ba'Olam Hazeh L'Sig B'Leda Osa. And the most precious thing that we can have is the world to come. But unfortunately, we can't understand it in this world. She'en Anu Yodam Olam Hazeh El HaTov Es HaGuf Lo Anu An Misavim Aval Osa HaTov Gdolah Ad Meid Ve'en Lo Erech B'Tov Os Olam Hu El HaDerech Moshel Aval B'Derech Hemesh Narech Tov Ad Nefesh B'Olam Haba B'Tov Es HaGuf B'Olam Hazeh Machal Mishvein HaKein. So the fact of the matter is that all we can understand in our current form is the pleasures of the body. We can't understand that the pleasures of the spirit are going to be far greater. We have no way of describing the world to come, nowhere for us to imagine it. That's what King David said. How great is the good that you have hidden away for those who fear you. The Kama, David, Zavel Chayolam Haba Shema Lolo Amati Los Pesuv Hashem Eretz Chaim, and of course King David longed for this, as we said in the penitential psalm. Kvar Dina Chachamim Rishonim Tova Olam Va In Koach Odom Lasiga Boria Even Yorei Aglov Yofi Atzma Ela Kodesh Boruch Olavado. Then only God understands the depths of the pleasure that will accrue to the soul in the world to come. Shekol Tovos Shemis Nabim Bahem Anavim Yisrael Enam El Dvarim Shavaguf Shenanin Ben Yisrael Imosam Mashiach Bin Matshav Mamshal Yisrael Vol Tovos Chai Olam Ba Enlo Echadim Lo Dmo Anavim Kadesh Le Paschos Bedimyom. And the prophets never describe the world to come so that they shouldn't diminish it in our eyes, and so we shouldn't say, well, I don't long for that. I long more for a good meal. And that's what the prophet Isaiah said, and I hasn't seen it. Just you, God, will present it as a gift to those who wait for you. Amr Chacham Nachalvim Kolam Lo Nevi El Lemos Mashiach V'Lam Hava Ein Ein Al Rasa Elim Zolascha. And the prophets only prophesized about this world and in the Messianic era and the era of eschatology, because they had really no way to describe what was going on in the world to come. But it's something that we need to long for and to do tshuva for, so that we can receive the ultimate reward that is going to accrue to us for following Kodesh Baruch Hu.